together from churches, according to your own website. So I can't take a risk and let you in. Can't do that. Don't record me, Bruce. That's not very nice to do that.
That's not very nice excommunicating.
I'm not excommunicating you. You've already been excommunicated by your own website. So there's no more conversation. You can't get in.
Well, who are you? Who are you?
I'm the pastor of this church, and you can't come in.
Okay, why not?
Because you, by your own website, you've been excommunicated from various churches.
Okay.
And you've caused a lot of problems, it seems, around the world.
Okay, what have I caused as problems?
Well, the problems have been that you've been put out of churches.
Okay.
That's worrying.
What am I guilty of?
I don't know, but do you know what you're guilty of?
You're
the one that said that you're excommunicated. I'm not doing any more about this. Okay. I mean, you shouldn't be doing this.
What's your name?
I told you my name.
You said you're the pastor.
Yes, you'll have to leave. I've already phoned the police.
Okay.
They're coming here within the next 20 minutes.
Within 20 minutes, okay. Good. Well, can I enter?
No, you can't.
Why not?
Yeah, I just told you. You're not allowed to enter. I'm forbidding you to enter.
Well, what's your name? You just told me you're a pastor. Do you have a name?
You can look it up on the website.
Okay. So you're excommunicating someone from your church?
You're already under excommunication by your own admission on your website.
Yeah. But why
I can't let you in.
But why are you excommunicating?
Because I'm upholding what they have done.
Okay. And what am I guilty of?
Could you move, please? Because others are getting in.
Yeah. What am I guilty of?
You know, not me.
I don't know.
You're the one that knows.
You make a decision to excommunicate me without knowing why you're excommunicating.
It's on your website.
Okay. And what's on the website?
What you just said, you're excommunicated from Sweden.
Okay. And why am I that?
You explain to me why you are.
No, you explain
to me.
You have taken a decision to expel me and excommunicate me from this church.
Yeah. Right. Well, could you please leave? Because you're not welcome. You just have to
Hey, I'm on public property right now.
No, there, yes.
Yeah,
once through here, you're not be getting in.
Okay. And why is your name secret?
It's not secret, look it up.
Okay, look it up, yeah. You want to identify yourself? That you have that
morning? Yeah, I'm pastor of the church.
Yeah.
How you doing?
How are you?
All right. Not too bad, thanks. It's troublemaker.
I'm a troublemaker.
He's been excommunicated from churches around the world.
Okay. And what trouble have I made?
According to your own website, you've been excommunicated.
Yeah, but why are you excommunicating me?
I'm not. I'm upholding their decision.
Yeah, upholding their decision.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very sad. I'm very sorry.
You just made enough.
Sorry?
They can't help it.
No, I can't. I have to protect...
You go against the rules of
any trouble. Yeah, that's right. But I can't help it because... It's because he's said he wants to search the world for a wife, and it's very dangerous to allow him in, to allow him to talk to the women of the church.
You don't want to go up there on a Sunday night. There's Muslims there, they have women there up at the corner beside the GPO. They have women there off to
the evening. All right, sir.
Yeah. You just made an allegation, actually an accusation.
It's on your website.
That I'm a troublemaker. What troubles have I made?
For churches around the world that have asked the police to remove you.
Yeah.
So that's trouble.
What trouble have I made?
The trouble that you put churches to remove you from their churches.
Oh, so I'm guilty of having done something?
Well, you certainly have been removed from your churches.
Yeah, and am I guilty of having done something?
Well, according to your own website, you're excommunicated.
Yeah.
And according to your own website, you're around the world looking for a wife, a woman. I don't want you stalking any of the women in this church.
I'm not allowed stalking. Is that
I don't want you in here even to have that possibility.
You're accusing
I'm
me of
not,
stalking?
I don't want you to be in here.
Are you accusing me of stalking?
I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm accusing
you
of being excommunicated.
You are. You're accusing me of being a troublemaker and accusing me of stalking.
I'm ringing Store Street. I told them they were bringing them. Yes.
Well, actually, I look forward to meeting the police.
You like that?
Yep.
Oh, well,
then
if you're up there, you won't be down there.
You see, that's the problem.
You're locked up for 3 or 4 hours.
Excuse me, you're blocking the way.
So, why is your name secret?
My name's not secret.
But you're not telling me your name, you're just telling me you're a pastor.
Yeah, you can look it up. Hello, my name is Eddie Coulter. I'm the pastor of the church in Emmanuel Church in Dublin. And
Who are you? Sorry.
Get offside.
And by the way, I'm recording. He knows I'm recording. You don't. Now you know I'm recording.
Oh, get offside. The police are coming. But they don't want you in if they don't
knock
them out.
That's all right. So are you a member of the church?
Of course I often would.
Okay. Are you a member of the church?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, but the thing about it is this. When the man don't want you in, that's it. You're not one.
Yeah.
They must be causing trouble or something.
Okay.
They must be stopping you for nothing.
Okay. You're a member of the church?
Of course I've been a member for years.
And you approve of his conduct?
Well, you wouldn't do it unless there was something. Nobody stops anybody from the church.
Unless there's something.
If you're acting funny or that, interfering with other worshippers.
So if he does something, there is a reason.
Well, of course there's a reason.
There's a legitimate reason.
There is a legitimate reason.
It's justifiable.
I'll tell you now, hold it now.
What's his name?
That man is pastor. He's a decent man.
Yeah. What's his name?
I know him. For long.
Okay. What's the pastor's name? What is the pastor's name?
I know him. I'm not sure of. I'm Elliot.
Okay. You don't know his name?
I know it. Don't.
Okay. You don't want to tell me his name?
I don't want to tell you, do you?
Okay.
No, you'll be. No, I think you must like to be locked up.
Mm.
No.
Okay, sir, did you call the police? Did you call the police?
I told you I was. Could you move out of the property, please?
Did you call the police?
Could you move out of the property?
Yeah, I'm outside the property.
I told you what I was doing.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Good luck.
Hello.